people of Uganda have seen it right to ban homosexuality and put it into law. Therefore, that is very important to respect that. Those people who may feel it is a good to practice homosexuality should go to those societies where it is welcome, and they should stop discussing those societies where it's not welcome. We always know that activists always tend to the tune of the donors. That's why they are called activists, because they seek attention and they seek donor funding. That will be always their reaction. They'll go public about it. Well, why should the gays seek a so-called rights when it's about sexuality, when it's about sex that is supposed to be private? They want to continue doing that. Why don't they do it quietly and privately rather than going against the majority in society?
President Museveni says the Western countries are promoting homosexuality in Africa. Do you agree with this?
I certainly agree with that, because you discover that these so-called activists are so much common in the African countries, and you discover that there are so many other important humanitarian things that need attention, but the donors never fund such needs. Instead, they prefer to fund things to do with sexuality, like homosexuality and so on. Therefore, the West is actually fueling this kind of behavior through funding it.
Do you foresee other countries signing a similar bill?
Well, I certainly foresee that those countries that are really against homosexuality will follow suit and sign such bills into law. But it is also important to note that there are some countries that welcome homosexuality, like South Africa, where it is enshrined in the constitution of that country. For something to be put into law, you discover that the majority dominate in that aspect. The issue of human rights, it is very important to note that it is very subjective. This is always a smokescreen used by people. Depends on the society.